This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
All right. For more insights into the current situation in markets, we speak to Han Tan, market analyst from FXTM. Good morning, Han, and thanks for joining us. So the US Fed has really surprised markets with an emergency rate cut of 50 bips last night. What do you think of this decision, and do you think more cuts will follow?
Yeah, look, it was a surprise to say the least. Now, sure, markets had made this dramatic shift over the last couple of weeks in raising the expectations for the number of Fed rate cuts this year, but still the consensus was that it would happen at scheduled meetings. So to see a 50 basis point cut outside of its regular schedule, I think it suggests that the risks from the coronavirus are significant enough for the U.S. economy, to the U.S. economy, for the Fed to move earlier than expected, and by some expectations, by a larger quantum as well. But I guess by front-loading the policy easing, the Fed may have less to do over the coming months. So you got the Fed funds futures now pointing to a total of 1 percentage point in whole for rate cuts for the full year. But of course, this remains an evolving situation.
Yeah, Han, similarly, Nungara reduced their policy rate by 25 basis points last night to 2.5%. That's the second rate cut this year and quite preemptive. In light of that and the Fed's sudden decision, do you think Nungara will continue to lower rates?
Yeah, look, the Fed's move just gave Bank Negara more breathing room, right? But I think any further reduction for Bank Negara will be dependent on external factors. In other words, more signs of the global economic conditions deteriorating, due to the coronavirus outbreak, and then that looping back into the Malaysian economy. Just to set the context here, this past weekend we saw China's PMI hitting a record low, and that's a deep contraction. So I think many China-dependent economies around the world are going to have to make sure they keep their policy powder dry, so to speak. So I wouldn't be surprised if Bank Negara follows suit, but I think it'll be on a needs basis. Keep in mind the 50 basis points in cuts so far this year, they're going to be working their way through the Malaysian economy, as well as that 20 billion ringgit support package that Tun Mahathir had announced last week.
And Han, ringgit is trading against the US dollar at around 4.20 levels currently. Where do you see the short-term support and resistance levels considering all these rate cuts by Bank Negara and also by the Fed?
Yeah, and I'm glad you're the one asking this question, Xiaoning, because since I last spoke to you on, Saturday evening, I mentioned on air the 420 support level. So that has been holding for dollar ringgit since we spoke. And keep in mind, that's a key level to watch because it was a key resistance level since 2018, which has now turned to a support level. But given the recent events overnight, I wouldn't be surprised if we see a break below that line today because of the Fed's emergency cut. And so if you look at the Fibonacci lines, stronger support, you're seeing that about 417. Unless, of course, we get material signs that the coronavirus outbreak has stabilized and also that there's policy certainty here in Malaysia. On the other side, resistance levels, we are still seeing that at 424, 425, which I mentioned soon after the political turmoil here broke out. And also something else to keep in mind is not just the coronavirus, it's not just interest rate differentials, not just policy outlook, but also this month there's that key decision to be made about whether or not Malaysian bonds will remain in the FTSE World Government Bond Index. So that's another overhang to be mindful of for this currency pair.
And Han, looking at oil prices, a second straight day rise, do you think that this run has legs?
No, I don't think so. No, even if, let's say, OPEC Plus triggers more supply cuts later this week, I think they'll serve to build a stronger floor beneath oil prices as opposed to, say, sending Brent soaring above $60 a barrel, right? I mean, keep in mind, even right now, Brent is still 20% down for the year so far. So it's the demand side risks. Those are still clearly weighing on oil prices. Global PMI reading lower since 2009. So, you know, the thought that we'll see a sustained rally or this, you know, huge surge in oil prices, I think that's far from investors' minds right now. I think the immediate focus is finding at that hard floor.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning. And that was Han Tan of FXTM.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.